I just heard from someone that a person was on the St. Penteleimon's list. She had cancer. And he wrote me and said she's completely cured of her cancer. It's gone. Every single Tuesday, we say the Akathist and the canon, the St. Penteleimon, and we beseech his prayers for many people that are sick. And it just so happened one of them was healed from cancer. Another dear friend, who looked like he was never going to get well, is quite healthy and happy now in the hills and hollers of West Virginia. And we prayed for him many, many times and continue to pray for him in the Akathist and the canon to St. Penteleimon. So our reaction to that grace, or at least my reaction, now sometimes I'm the only one praying, but still, St. Penteleimon hears the prayer, so I'm not alone, is to continue. There's Tuesdays that I don't feel like doing it, because I've already served liturgy the morning before, and I got to go to prison that next day and get up at 3 in the morning. I might be tired. And my intellect tells me, you're going to go there and you're going to be by yourself. But if I put in action the principle that I'm telling you, I go and pray. And a woman was cured of cancer by the prayers of St. Penteleimon. So we react to the grace that God gives us. It's very important.